So, how do you get started on an Oulipan murder mystery set between London, Stonehenge and the Alpes-Maritimes?
Well, it's the Fountain in the Forest is the first of three novels. It's exploring the legacy of the aftermath of the miners' strike. I feel we feel maybe we all know quite a lot about the miners' strike, even though the requests for an inquiry into Orgreave, for example, have been turned down. But the immediate aftermath of the strike has felt to me like a story waiting to be told. And I've been looking for a way to write about this for a long time.
Because you've got a contemporary investigation going on.
That's
you've got
right.
But the nub of the issue turns out to be back in 1985. Why 1985? Why the miners' strike now?
Well, the aftermath of the strike, simply because it's those kind of days of defeat and despair immediately following the strike seem to be overlooked. And I felt that they need to be explored. And doing that through the lens of the French Revolutionary Calendar, which is one of the devices that's used in the novel, enables me to open up this period. Really, literally only 90 days between the end of the strike on the 3rd of March 1985 and the Battle of the Beanfield on the 1st of June. And
which I think is probably less familiar to listeners.
It may well be. The Battle of the Beanfield is when a convoy of several hundred vehicles travelling to the Stonehenge Free Festival on the 1st of June, early afternoon on the 1st of June, was forced off the road and effectively ambushed by the police. And it led to the largest civilian mass arrest in British history.
Hundreds of people.
500 or more people arrested. The largest mass arrest other than internment during World War II, I believe.
And beatings and
beatings, vehicles smashed, people beaten to within an inch of their lives in some cases. And this was presented in the media at the time in a small way. At the time, it was referred to in some of the earliest reports as the Battle of Stonehenge in sources like Leeds Other Paper, for example, at the time. But when it was reported briefly on the news that the peace convoy, as it was known at the time, had been arrested because they had attacked the police. And the footage that was shown on ITN that evening showed people desperately soaring through a wooden fence. And the voiceover said, you know, that these people were trying to make weapons to attack the police. In fact, they were trying to escape from the field, but there was no escape. And
Segment 1.
So, how do you get started on an Oulipan murder mystery set between London, Stonehenge and the Alpes-Maritimes?
Well, it's the Fountain in the Forest is the first of three novels. It's exploring the legacy of the aftermath of the miners' strike. I feel we feel maybe we all know quite a lot about the miners' strike, even though the requests for an inquiry into Orgreave, for example, have been turned down. But the immediate aftermath of the strike has felt to me like a story waiting to be told. And I've been looking for a way to write about this for a long time.
Segment 2.
Because you've got a contemporary investigation going on.
That's
you've got
right.
But the nub of the issue turns out to be back in 1985. Why 1985? Why the miners' strike now?
Well, the aftermath of the strike, simply because it's those kind of days of defeat and despair immediately following the strike seem to be overlooked. And I felt that they need to be explored. And doing that through the lens of the French Revolutionary Calendar, which is one of the devices that's used in the novel, enables me to open up this period.
Segment 3.
Really, literally only 90 days between the end of the strike on the 3rd of March 1985 and the Battle of the Beanfield on the 1st of June. And
which I think is probably less familiar to listeners.
It may well be. The Battle of the Beanfield is when a convoy of several hundred vehicles travelling to the Stonehenge Free Festival on the 1st of June, early afternoon on the 1st of June, was forced off the road and effectively ambushed by the police.
Segment 4.
And it led to the largest civilian mass arrest in British history.
Hundreds of people.
500 or more people arrested. The largest mass arrest other than internment during World War II, I believe.
And beatings and...
Beatings, vehicles smashed, people beaten to within an inch of their lives in some cases. And this was presented in the media at the time in a small way. At the time, it was referred to in some of the earliest reports as the Battle of Stonehenge in sources like Leeds Other Paper, for example, at the time. But when it was reported briefly on the news that the peace convoy, as it was known at the time, had been arrested because they had attacked the police. And the footage that was shown on ITN that evening showed people desperately soaring through a wooden fence. And the voiceover said, you know, that these people were trying to make weapons to attack the police. In fact, they were trying to escape from the field, but there was no escape. And